This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Palestinian worshippers clashed with Israeli police Friday evening at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City as weeks-long tensions between Israel and the Palestinians over Jerusalem soared again. Nearly 200 Palestinians and several Israeli officers were injured in the nighttime clashes at Islam's third holiest site and around East Jerusalem, according to Palestinian medics and Israeli police, as thousands of Palestinians faced off with several hundred Israeli police in riot gear. The clashes were the latest in a deadly day that saw Israeli forces shoot and kill two Palestinians after three men opened fire on an Israeli base in the occupied West Bank. A surprisingly weak April jobs report has the White House on the defensive about the economic recovery. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Employers added just 266,000 jobs last month after many analysts predicted a gain of a million or more. The modest hiring suggests President Biden's $1.9 trillion virus relief package is so far providing an uneven boost. He says, give it time.
It was designed to help us over the course of a year. Not 60 days.
Says the jobs report suggests while the nation's heading in the right direction, this is a marathon, not a sprint. It's the same analogy economist Diane Swonk uses.
It's a long slog.
And will continue to be a bumpy one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P both hit record closing highs Friday while registering gains for the week. And the Nasdaq recovered after U.S. jobs data eased concerns over prospects for rising rates. The Dow rose by 0.66%, the S&P gained 0.74%, the Nasdaq added 0.88%. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization gave emergency use authorization Friday to a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China's Sinopharm, potentially paving the way for millions of doses to reach needy countries through a UN-backed program rolling out coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's Director General.
This expands the list of vaccines that COVAX can buy and gives countries confidence to expedite their own regulatory approval and to import and administer a vaccine.
Aside from efficacy numbers, the Chinese manufacturer has released very little public data about its two vaccines, one developed by its Beijing Institute of Biological Products and the other by the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products. Nearly 2 months after their abduction by armed gunmen, more than two dozen students in northwestern Nigeria's Kaduna State were reunited with jubilant family members Friday amid tears and celebratory singing. 39 students were taken from a forestry college at gunpoint on March 11th. 10 were later released, and parents said this week that two had escaped. The remaining 27 told reporters they were being held in a forest, beaten periodically with sticks and guns, and allowed to contact their families only to beg for ransom. The kidnappers released them to police Wednesday, but they were kept for medical checks until Friday afternoon. Kidnappers have taken nearly 700 people from schools in northwest Nigeria since December, as observers say kidnapping for ransom has become a cottage industry in the restive region. A Sherpa guide has scaled Mount Everest for the 25th time, breaking his own record for the most ascents of the world's highest peak. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
Kamirita and 11 other Sherpa guides are the first group of climbers to reach the summit this year. They were fixing the ropes on the icy route so that hundreds of other climbers can scale the peak later this month. Everest was closed to climbing last year on both its southern side, which is in Nepal, and its northern side, which is in China, because of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Japan on Friday announced a decision to expand and extend a state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas through May 31st. Extending the state of emergency to May 31st will leave a margin of fewer than 2 months before the July 23rd start of the Tokyo Olympics, which were postponed last year due to the pandemic. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.